Hi, this is the Better Together podcast, and we are two young adults that love to bring people together.
On our podcast, we talk about a little bit of everything, from mental health
to conspiracy theories
to self-love.
And we also bring on influencers and people that have impacted our lives to inspire you, because we believe that bringing people on this show and talking to them makes us feel happier and ultimately
better
together.
So, are you ready to take this journey with us?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Better Together podcast. I'm Josh.
I'm Seth.
And guys, today we are talking about something I'm super, super excited about. And that is how we can finally change the perspective in our life to get out of telling ourselves excuses, the things that are holding us back, and what we can do in order to push forward to finally go after the dreams that we want to go after and the things that we have been wanting most out of life.
That's right. And I think when we get to that point, we also have to address the issues that sort of got us to this place where we think, you know, we can't go farther in life, right?
Exactly. So I couldn't have said better myself, my man. Because a lot of us, we realize we're in this challenging time right now where we're trying to figure it out. Everybody's kind of lost. Everybody may have some things that are holding them back from getting to where they want to be. And as people who have experienced some things in the past, we felt like it was important to talk to you guys about this stuff because Seth and I know what it's like to have things hold us back, kind of push us away from what we actually want to be doing and feel the pressures of what life may throw at us, right?
100%. Whatever whatever holding us back in our younger years, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's important if we just hop right in, if you don't mind.
Let's get into it, my guy.
You know, I'm sort of interested in what happened in your story to get where you were today. So I'd like you to go first.
Okay, I'll go ahead and say it real quick, set the scene for us. So my issues for me started really with my self-esteem.
Now, are they issues?
They were issues back then, but they
are they're like wonderful mischaracteristics that you didn't really understand.
They were, I think it was exactly that. But at the time, I think what happened is we start to see them as issues, right? Mm. When really it's just a moment in life trying to show us what we should do and what we should change. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of us, when we are in moments of stress or what we may see as issues, we might think that there's no way for us to get out of those issues. And we may feel stuck. And what starts to happen after that is we start to tell ourselves things that put us down and make us not want to go out there and try new things that might make us happy, right? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened with me in where it all started was my sophomore year of high school, right?
Set the scene, Josh.
I'm going to set the scene real quick right now for you guys. So what happened for me was that I was a sophomore in high school, and at this time and place, I was going through a lot of doubts of what I wanted to do with my life. I have no idea. I was completely lost, and I'm sure a lot of people who are watching this right now, right, you might feel like that. You might feel like you're lost. You might feel like you don't know what your next step might be. Well, that's exactly how 16-year-old Josh felt in his sophomore year. And I didn't know where to go. And so at this time, I was starting to question myself a lot. And I started to ask myself, am I even worthy of going after what might make me happy? Will I even be good enough? Right? And I think that's a question we all ask ourselves. So I started to doubt my ability as a person and a human being. I started to doubt who I was. And I got very depressed in that. And what I started to do was, well, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to try this new thing. I'm not going to try that. Oh, hey, Josh, come maybe try out for the cross-country team.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah,
I'm not going to be good at that. Yeah, right?
I'm going to go home.
Exactly. I'm going to go home, watch some Netflix. I'm just going to
go self-isolate myself really quickly.
Exactly. And so I didn't think I was good for anything, and I didn't try a lot of things when I wish I could have. And so what started to happen was I started to get into drugs, right? Drugs,
well, when was alcohol, the first time
that I ever
you, that you what was your first drug, actually?
My first drug was weed.
Okay.
Right.
When did you
first do it?
Yeah.
I first did it. It was my sophomore year. One of my buddies was talking about it, and I was like, you know what? I can do that. I may not be able to do cross country, of course, but I can smoke some weed.
I can definitely smoke weed. Yeah, right. That sounds easy.
I'm good enough for that. And so that's what I did, and that was my first time getting high. And then that led to my path of like, wow, I like weed. It makes me feel like it gets rid of all my problems, right?
Yeah, it's like my problems are all away all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. But then when the high left, I just felt like I wanted more, right? And so I started to do that a lot more, and I was mixing myself up with the wrong crowd, the wrong people. And you can tell it too when you're around the wrong people, because when you're around the wrong people, you start to look at your, you know, look at all of them, and you get into your head, right? And you go, why am I here? Like, why am I with these
people? Wait, did you have that moment? You're like, what am I doing?
Exactly. So many times. And it took a lot of those moments for me to finally be like, I got to get serious with trying to be myself again, right? And so what I started to do was, after so many times of looking around, I was like, why am I hanging out with these people? They're not providing me anything. They're not talking about anything that really matters. All we care about is, when are we going to get high? Who can put in some money to buy some weed? And that was it. And we were playing, and then we were freestyling rapping because we all thought we were rappers or something. Like, if we smoke and rap, we're going to have a career, right?
Quite possible.
Right. And there's this one quote I like to look at, and I saw it the other day, and it says, if your friends aren't talking about successful habits, and they're not talking about things that are going to better their life, things that are matter, then those are not the people you need to be around. And I think a lot of us right now, that quote that says, show me your friends and I'll show you where you're going to be in the next couple of years, I think we have to really take that into consideration, because a lot of us are around the wrong crowd of people right now that aren't providing us any value and are not putting us in the right, like, headspace that we need to be in order to be our best selves. So, yeah, that was what started happening to me. I started having a lot of those conversations, and then I realized at that moment that I needed to change how I saw myself. I needed to change how I was living my life, basically. So then one day I said, you know what? I'm going to wake up early one day. So I woke up early one day, and I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to put some Michael Jackson on. I'm going to look myself in the mirror, and I'm going to tell myself I love myself, and then I got this. And when I did that, then when I went to school that morning, I just felt completely different in my attitude and my persona when I was around people. I was saying hi to everybody. I was making people feel like I was friendly to everyone. I felt like I could do anything. I was on top of the world. And that really made me feel some type of way. It made me feel different. And to show myself that I, as a person, as Joshua Morales, I matter as a person. I'm not just somebody who is not worth anything. I'm actually worth more than what I might be thinking to myself or what others might be doing out there. And that's my story. And then from there, I proceeded to just kind of get away from those friends, get away from that, and bring myself to where I am today. And I'm still pushing. Keep on going, man.
That's really beautiful. I was thinking to myself, I was like, huh. I was thinking about myself about drugs.
Yeah.
In particular. Mm. And I was just like, huh. At one point, drugs are really fun.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
And there's a point where I think drugs start to be not fun.
Yeah, that's true.
And did you ever get to that point where you're just like, why am I keep doing this?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I really did get to that point. I said to myself, it's like, this is not as fun as it used to be. I mean, I could be spending time doing something else with so much more value right now, and here I am doing drugs. And it's so sad to see, because we see a lot of people our age doing that, you know? We all want to escape. We all want to get away. We all want to do something that helps numb the pain and the reality of life. But the thing is, there's a line that – who said this line? Kanye West.
Okay, what Kanye
he said it. He said it. What's worse? What was it? What did he say? The hangover or the pain?
The pain or the hangover.
Exactly. What's worse, the pain or the hangover? And
I like how you turned to me. I like how you knew it.
You knew it. I knew you knew it.
Yeah, what's worse, the pain or the hangover?
Yeah.
And I think that's very significant.
Mm-hmm.
Because either way, you're going to feel pain in that hangover.
Exactly.
Or you can just address the pain right then and there without having the hangover.
Right, exactly. And I think a lot of us, we don't want to address that pain. And so that was kind of my story of why I finally realized that I had to address what was holding me back. And I had to finally tell myself, okay, this is what's holding me back. How do I fix that? Instead of just trying to find a quick fix, I needed something with more substantial, you know, on my life. Now, for you, what's Seth's story?
I think the one of the first things I want to talk about,
yeah,
since we already discussed drugs, I want to bring up drugs.
Yeah.
I can't really remember like my drug experiences with weed, they're sort of just like memories that are all just sort of gone and just, they're just there, but you don't really know what's going on. But the whole reason to start weed in the first place is you want the high, like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
Look at this. It feels good. Like,
yeah.
I'm seeing different things. I'm experiencing different wavelengths. And then there's a point you get to, you're like, oh, just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, I just do this just to do it, you know?
Right.
Because you start getting good at hiding what you're doing. You start getting good at just going up to your parents while fucking baked out of your mind. Yep. Just be like, hey, guys, what's up?
Yep. No, you're keeping it real, bro. That is so true, man. But then what comes with that is the dependency, right?
Scratching nickels and dimes and quarters and just being like, how can I get my next gram? I remember literally like spending all my money.
Yep.
And then going and be like, where can I get
some quarters? <Who's got laughs> You're like texting everyone in your DMs like, somebody's got to know somebody.
I remember I got all these quarters, right?
Yeah.
And I put them in a baggie. And I went to Publix put all the quarter stuff in the coin slots. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then
I'd
go up to the cashier and be like, okay, here. And then I'd be like, okay, here's $40.
Right.
All right, let's go buy some weed now.
There you go. I'm telling you, no, you really would be scrapping. Dude, I remember one time I did the same. I got a bunch of my quarters. I put it in a Ziploc bag, and I put it in my mailbox waiting for the guy to come. So he'd leave it for me and take the money, and he just took the quarters and left me with nothing. And I was like, Josh, what are you doing with your life, man? Why are you scrapping for quarters? But like, what are you doing with your life?
But at that point, we found it funny. We never understood how serious that level was.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We like to look past, because a lot of us like to think that we have control over it, right? But I think what we find out is that sometimes the weed or the alcohol or the things that are holding us back have a lot more control in our lives than we like to admit, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I was so dependent on weed.
Yeah.
And then I got off of it because I just couldn't do it anymore. Right. Like, it just didn't become fun. And so I started drinking.
Yep.
And I started drinking so much. Like, I remember, like, stealing people's like alcohol and just being like, okay, if I take some of this, they will never notice, you know.
Exactly.
Spent all my money on alcohol, always been like, hey man, can I get a shot or something, you know. Mm-hmm. of course, you know, whatever, take a couple more shots because they let me pour, because they trust,
right,
you know? I remember there's times where I would just like day drink
and
just be drunk all day,
right? And you think you feel good, but then it's like you just wasted a whole day doing what?
Well, no, I don't think I did waste a day.
Yeah.
But the purpose of that day was to be wasted because I did not want to feel what I was feeling.
Yeah. And I think that's a big step in that everybody needs to start doing, is they need to understand that your emotions are not for you to hide. They're for you to feel. That's what they're there for. They're for us to look at and be able to say to ourselves, okay, if that's not working, how can I change that? But sadly, we live in a generation where these things are becoming more and more accessible, right?
Drugs. I think they're always accessible.
They're always, yeah, true. But even now today, I mean, it's even becoming like more now. I mean, it's insane because, oh, here we have like these weed shops popping up everywhere. You got all this. And then everybody's selling it to make some money or whatever. It's not really hard to find it that much, as it might have been a little bit harder in the beginning. And so that is just something that we have to be able to tell ourselves. We have to be able to have the, what is it called? The self-control. Mm-hmm. In order for us to say to ourselves, we control our addictions, our urges, and they don't control us.
That's true, but it's also very hard to control. Because back, I don't know, 60s, 70s, 80s, weed wasn't as strong as it was today.
Yeah, facts.
I remember Cheech and Chong.
Not Cheech and Chong.
The good old weed heads. Yeah. I saw one of their interviews, and they were saying, wow, the weed today is nothing like what it used to be. Yeah. Because we're reaching, 99% THC? Oh, yeah. Back then, it wasn't even 50.
50, yeah. You got, like, the dab pens and everything nowadays,
Oh, yeah,
too.
And you can get your dab pen and just keep on moving on.
Right. They could sell dab pens at the gas station. You could be getting gas and get gas.
Actually, you can by Delta 8 and Delta 10, I think.
Don't give away that information.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, you can. It's literally legal. You can go right now to your gas station, and there's an easily accessible way of, quote-unquote, smoking weed.
It's crazy, man. It's
$15. That's all you need.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just like, and we got to stop making that. We got to honestly got to learn how to control that and stop making excuses for ourselves in that factor. And also talking about things that are holding us back, right? And maybe drugs and maybe alcohol, but sometimes that may not be the case for everybody, right? There are other things that hold us back. And one thing I want to talk about is, what is the fear of what others may think about us, right? Because we kind of challenged with that a little bit in the beginning before we kind of started this. Did you ever feel like your parents, you were ever afraid of what your parents might think of what you were doing in your life, like any time?
I think when you start something and your parents are very controlling, you're always very scared of what they're going to say. So I found myself being like, should I even say anything? Like, is there a point in even saying anything?
Exactly.
I remember when I first bought my first camera, my mom was like, what are you going to use this for? And I was like, you know, things. I didn't know how to explain it because I was scared of what the repercussion of whatever I said would be.
Right. And I hate that because nowadays it's such a weird mindset around it, because instead of like you getting that camera and being like, oh, that's cool, you know, go ahead and try that thing. And if it doesn't work out for you, then okay, you can move on to the next thing. But it's like nowadays people, when they see you trying something, is like, have you thought this out? Is that going to make you money? Is this really what you want to do? And it's like, those are some big questions that I don't even have the answers yet at such a young age. And I feel like that's something that's really got to be addressed, is just like how people are treating the youth, and are they asking us the right questions?
Well, I'll say this. Being an influencer is different from anything else that's ever been done when we talk about jobs.
Yeah.
A job creates stability.
Yeah.
It creates a salary or an hourly workage that's going to be paid to you.
Yeah.
Right? This whole podcast, whatever you do, TikTok, Instagram, the ways you make money as an influencer are not guaranteed.
Yeah.
Even a music artist, they're not guaranteed anything.
Right. It's not. And that's scary. Because honestly, when we do the podcast and we're trying to influence people, it's like, no, we're not getting money off of this yet. Like, we come in here.
You're doing it because you want to do it.
Exactly. And with that, there comes a level of being scared a lot. Like, really thinking if you're making the right choice. Because I know there's times where I'm like, am I making the right choice? But I know that that's going to be part of the journey. You're going to have those doubts every once in a while because that comes in. But I know in my heart of hearts that this is something I love to do and that we're still figuring it out. But I know with each other and with our passion for it, that eventually the money, the accolades, it'll come later down the line. But right now we do this for the people, right? We do this because we love it and we're going to push through it. Because like that one, man, right here, I got to say, like that one video I sent you, that Bill, what was it, Bill Gates? Or no, not Bill Gates, but he made the iPhone or something. Steve Jobs.
Oh, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs. I was like, what?
And he says it right here. He says it right here, bro. I got it right now. He says, if no one believes in you, believe in yourself. Even when you don't see the results right away, keep showing up until you see the results. It may be a really long time until you see the results and you might want to give up. But if you love it, then keep going, because the results won't come if you give up.
Yeah.
They'll never come.
Right.
And I think people forget that if you want to try something that may be a little outside of the norm, like us as influencers, you know, I've seen influencers where they posted videos, barely anything, no views. One video blows them up. And then there's just like, whoa.
That's where it all starts.
Yeah, that's where it all starts. Like, look at that one girl on TikTok, Bella, what's her name? Bella something. The girl who like literally got famous off of TikTok for just doing the
Bella
face movements.
Porch?
Yeah, exactly. Bella whatever. Girl literally was doing nothing. And one day she was just like, let me just move my face to a song. And now she's doing music videos.
Isn't that silly?
It's so silly. But that is the reality we live in. And that's just the possibility. It's all about just finding the formula that works for you and sticking with it and having the passion for it. And eventually, one day, you're going to be here and something's going to blow up and it's going to change everything for you. Mm-hmm. And I think, but like you were saying though, influencers,
you're not guaranteed anything.
But are we guaranteed? But I would rather do this and making life a little bit more interesting and more fun when I'm passionate about, rather than going to a 9-to-5 job.
Hey, I'm with you. Right. I mean, that's why I'm also with you. You
know? Exactly. That's why we're doing this.
but yeah, I think that we find that talking with people and talking to you, the listener and the viewer, that we seek a lot of pleasure of what we're doing. We seek the pleasure in helping you. And in a way, we sort of help ourselves too, like even discussing a topic,
right?
Just like today.
Yeah, facts. This is stuff that we got to talk about.
Yeah, and that then these topics that we're talking about help you overcome whatever's happened to you in your life.
Exactly. Because we know that we're not the only ones that have been through it. There's 8 billion people out there in the world. Everyone is going through something. And hopefully we realize that your challenges and your struggles don't make the person who you don't want to be. We want you guys to be able to look at those struggles, look at the things that might be holding you back, and tell yourself, I'm not going to let that determine who I am. I'm going to make that the person who I want to be in order to become the better version of myself.
100%.
Yeah.
Let your story, you know, if you're depressed, if you're anxious, overcome that. And you can say, I overcome my depression. I overcome my anxiety. And a lot of people can't do that. But if you do it, then you can help other people go through with it. And then you continue to build on that. And you can say, wow, I'm stronger than I thought I was when I was depressed in my bed. Or I was anxious, not wanting to go anywhere, having a fear of something. Right?
Exactly. The biggest enemy is ourselves, man. It's ourselves. Because like you said, and you said this a couple of episodes before, that we're really just coming home to ourselves at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be the person who's looking at ourselves in the mirror, telling ourselves the things that we need to tell ourselves in order to accomplish things. But if you constantly...
If you're negative, you're going to be negative all the time.
Exactly.
And so you spread the positivity and you tell yourself positive things.
Right.
You'll start to see the shift if you really believe it.
Exactly. Because, it's so true. Because what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Think about that. What lies within us is all the difference. And what we either are going to have, the life that we want or the life that we don't have. So you got to understand, if you're thinking that, because I know there's moments in my head where I tell myself things that I shouldn't probably be telling myself, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of society does that. And you can even hear it around your friends. Your friends do it. My friends do it. They do it all the time, right? They tell themselves negative things. And you're like, why are you telling yourself that? Right? Why are you creating that environment, that mentality for yourself when you know you're so much more, right? I mean, you must see it with your friends at college and stuff, right?
I mean, yeah, I see it all the time.
All the time.
And I tend to bring it up. I'm like, hey, man, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Of course. Because who wants to self-sabotage themselves, right?
Yeah.
And it can be easy because, you know, low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Problems in their family life. You know, whatever their background is. And to get to that issue, address where that issue came from.
Yeah.
See how you can get past that issue. See how you can heal truly.
Yeah.
And you'll see your life start to blossom. And you'll see things so much different. You walk outside. You touch grass.
Yep.
You feel the wind blow on you. That's so true. You look up. You're like, whoa.
Right.
That's a beautiful world.
It's a beautiful world we live in. And it's so easy to look at the negative. It's harder to encourage yourself. Because I think we live in a society nowadays where people kind of, depending on how you look at it, I feel like people, depending who you hang around with and also just what we see on the news and just things that other people tell ourselves, we tend to lean more towards the negative. You know, you don't really hear a lot of positive stuff when you go out there in the world.
Positive doesn't sell.
Yeah, exactly.
Negative sells.
Exactly. And I hate, that's the one thing we got to change about it. Like, you can't let the outside world stuff, you can't let your own mind make you hold yourself back from what it is that you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to do, and change who you are, because we're all amazing, beautiful people. We didn't come into this world to be negative. We came into this world to make a difference, to make a change, because we all have something of value to provide for the world. It's literally just the outside world that is controlling us if we let it control us. But really, the one thing that's going to make the difference is this.
Yeah, right, mindset.
Here, the mindset.
You know, if there's anything I can say, I just say believe.
Right.
I say believe in yourself. And when you start telling yourself lies, just say, shut up, self. Literally.
Yeah.
Just fucking be quiet.
Be quiet. Yo, you're right.
And I've had to tell myself, like, fucking stop it. Like, what are you doing, man? And just laugh. And just laugh at yourself. Being like, so silly.
Exactly.
But just believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. If it does, then I think you're having a lot of fun.
Yes, exactly. I think you're going to see that you're more powerful and more unique than you ever thought you were. Right?
100%.
100%. But yeah, guys, just don't let anything hold you back, honestly, at the end of the day, because you are literally the story. Like, you're the author of your own story. And just remember that you are in control and not what anybody else says about you, not the outside world, not your depression, not your anxiety, not your stresses, not your parents, not your school. Nobody. Nobody defines your life. You define who you are and you define your life. So go out there, take a hold of it, and now's the time to do something about it, you know? And hopefully this episode kind of inspired you to do that a little bit and just make you realize that you're worth so much
more. Go right now.
Yes.
Go right now.
Don't even wait till the end of the video.
Yeah, just leave. Just go. Okay, but like it first.
Yeah.
Like the video first. Like this video. And subscribe. And subscribe. But go do what you want.
Yes.
Take it. Literally take it.
Amen.
Run with it
and run friends. With it. Yes, sir. But yeah, guys, honestly, like we say, we want to be here for you guys. We just want to inspire, motivate you guys, and also we hope this episode maybe inspired, motivated you guys a little bit as well. If you like this video, right, give it a like
and subscribe.
And subscribe. Also hit the little post bell notification
so you know when we upload next
all the time. And guys, we're gonna have some crazy episodes coming up for you guys later on these next couple of weeks. We hope you guys are excited for that. We hope you're ready, because we're excited as well, because we're gonna be doing some fun, really different things on the Better Together podcast channel for you guys. But guys, yeah, we love you here, and love yourself especially, and remember, we are always better
together,
and we'll see you guys next time.
See you later, skater.
Before we end this video, we wanted to say thank you to all of our subscribers and watchers. We couldn't do this without you guys.
If you want to help support us, go ahead and subscribe, like, and comment down below.
We'll give you a couple seconds to subscribe. Just go ahead and press it.
What was I waiting on?
I don't know. Don't be scared. Just hit it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for subscribing, guys. And remember, we are the Better Together podcast. And until next time, remember, we are always better
together.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.